What I'm going to do today is try to discuss some basics in the early development of truck wreck cases. I'm going to cover a whole lot of different subject matters, and so this speech is going to be pretty broad. It's going to be kind of one of those mile wide, inch deep things. And what I hope to accomplish is to help create sort of a little checklist of topics that y'all will be able to have sort of in your mind, that if you encounter that in your car wreck case or your truck wreck case, you'll say, oh yeah, I remember Davis said something about that, and maybe you can go back. And I have a fairly extensive paper. It's got some information in it, and I don't know if the PowerPoint is in with the materials, but if it's not, I can get it to you. Well, let's start at the beginning. 18-wheelers are scary. They're scary to share the road with. They're big vehicles. They weigh up to 80,000 pounds. You don't know who's driving it, where they've been, how long they've been driving, what they've been doing. You don't know what condition the truck's in. All you know is there's this great big giant vehicle barreling down the road, either right beside you or right behind you. Another thing to remember before we get too far down this road is it's not just 18-wheelers. There are a lot of vehicles out there that are commercial vehicles, and depending upon whether they come under the definition of a commercial motor carrier or a commercial motor vehicle, they're going to be subject to some of the same regulations and some of the same guidelines. You generally need to consider, is the vehicle engaged in interstate commerce?